preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on Monday, November 27th, 2023. James Kelso here, your host, from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And the show's always live. I may venture into recording a show now and then in the future. Nothing wrong with that, but I do enjoy the ambiance of live radio. Nothing like it. Most of the stuff any of us watch or hear is pre-recorded for logistical reasons for the people making it. Well, let's see. I've got some notes here as things I wanted to mention to you tonight, and we've got really good news out of the Netherlands, and I'm going to work on getting my Dutch pronunciation correct. Geert Wilders. Do they say Wilders or Wilders? I didn't listen carefully enough, but they say Geert. They don't make it a hard Geert. They make it Geert. Geert Wilders. I think they do make it a Germanic V. He was elected as the Prime Minister of the Netherlands, and wow. Or is he the president? Prime Minister or president? Boy, I'll tell you what, my ignorance is showing. But this is a tremendous guy. He is the guy who founded the Party for Freedom in the Netherlands, the PVV. Peter Viscount. And he is quite a hero. This is a time of heroes. Donald Trump leading the pack. And one of the characteristics of these heroes is their bravery. Geert Wilders has a 24-hour-a-day, 6-man bodyguard team because he is so threatened with assassination in the Netherlands by the people who have invaded the Netherlands, and he has called them on it. He is the strongest bulwark against immigration invasion in the Netherlands, and he just won an absolutely earth-shaking victory that came out of the blue and smacked the deep state in the same way that Donald Trump came out of the blue and smacked the deep state. Same kind of thing. This Geert Wilders is the Dutch Trump. So that's good news. So we'll talk a little bit about him and some interesting things about him, his background and who he is. We'll talk about that. Another thing I want to talk about is Steve Bannon's show today. He had as his guest Robert Epstein, who has created an amazing website, has done amazing research, and Steve Bannon himself was astounded at what Robert Epstein said. And we'll talk about it. Robert Epstein is a liberal. He's not even a conservative. Or we could say a Democrat, maybe, or something. But he's not a MAGA Trumper. but he's an honest man. And what he has discovered, we've talked about him in the past on this show, he's discovered that the elections are rigged at an electronic, level, at an informational level. He has discovered that Google is rigging the elections and Facebook rigging the elections, and they're doing it by controlling information. So we'll talk about Robert Epstein. Very, very interesting. Then a third thing I want to talk about tonight is something I saw on the Charlie Kirk show at Real America's Voice. And that was his discussion. Charlie Kirk was just awed by a letter written by Bernie Marcus, the founder of Home Depot. And he read it. He read the whole thing several times. He read parts of it half a dozen times. And he didn't want to stop there. And he said that. He said, I want to keep coming back to this extensive letter from Bernie Marcus. And we'll read that too. And I am floored by Bernie Marcus's letter. So three incredible achievements for truth. Bernie Marcus, as reported by Charlie Kirk. Robert Epstein is aired on TV by Steve Bannon. And Geert Wilders, also discussed by Charlie Kirk. So there we go. That's enough. That's enough for any one-hour show. Well, we may even stray into other territories. Let me find the Bernie Marcus letter. I'm going down. Now, this is interesting. I thought, as I set up my studio here for the show, I thought, you know, Bernie Marcus, founder of Home Depot, writes a huge endorsement of Donald Trump and a huge letter to the American people and to the Republican National Committee. All I have to do is put into my search engine, you know, Bernie Marcus. I've got the title of the letter too. He gave it a title. Let me see if the search, this kind of illustrates the point that Google, Facebook, et cetera, they're censoring everything. They're algorithming it to death. The title of his letter is, A Simple Choice. I'm trying to remember now. It's A Simple Choice. Let me just see if that rings up. The point I'm making is that when I go into Google to search for this, it doesn't come right up. Let me try it. Let me try this now, Bernie. It's such an earthquake that all I should have to type in is Bernie, and it should come up. I remember when searches used to work that way before they front loaded these algorithms. A Simple Choice, I think, is his title. Let me just see if it comes right up. Bernie Marcus, A Simple Choice. Okay, let's see. Okay, here it is at Real Clear Politics. It came right up. High stakes and a simple choice. So let me see if now let's see what if they print the whole letter. Let me find one that's more likely to be the Liberty Beacon. That sounds better. Okay, let's go to that one. They're more likely to print the whole thing. Okay, here it is. Let me read it. Be ready to be amazed at this incredible patriot. High stakes and a simple choice. I, by Bernie Marcus, I am 94 years old, and like many of you, I am exhausted by politics and saddened by what I see happening to America. I had hoped it was time for me to move to the sidelines and let younger generations continue the fight to preserve America's founding freedoms and values. But like so many of us, I realized that I could not let myself walk away. The stakes are just too high. We cannot let the America we see today be what we leave to our children and grandchildren. Many of our once great cities have devolved into lawlessness. I'm going to skip, and then he fills that in with details. Moreover, our southern border is unprotected. And millions of people who know nothing, we know nothing about, pour into our nation to receive care and benefits that we cannot afford to provide to our struggling military veterans. Worse, many of the border crossers may be gang members who commit violent crimes here. School children across America cannot read, write, or do basic math, while our educational leaders tell us that they know better than parents how to raise our children. Working men and women are struggling to provide for their families and must raid their retirement funds just to feed, clothe, and take care of their children. These are just a few of the problems America is facing after 3 years of bad government policies. They cannot be our legacy. Now, everything we've just heard from Bernie Marcus could have been spoken or written by Donald Trump. And then he goes on, let me continue a little just for, because we only have an hour. I wrote this op-ed because of my love for America. I have been retired for 30 years, 94 years old, and spend my time engaged in philanthropic causes. By the way, Bernie Marcus has pledged 90% of his income to charity. He's worth easily $10 billion, with which I have committed to share, to share 90% of my net worth. I was born here and can give testimony about the American dream. I lost my job and was broke when I was 48 years old. Then he goes on, only in America, the land of opportunity, he tells his story about creating Home Depot. Part of our legacy must be passing on to future generations of Americans our founding freedoms and values, including the American dream. We must change the current trajectory of the nation and solve the problems created in the last 3 years. He says about the government people in control now. Most of them seem to have never had a job outside of government. All they know is making government bigger and more intrusive in the lives of its citizens. I wrote above, that I wanted to sit on the sidelines of politics, 94 years old. But the stakes were too high for me just to walk away. The stakes are America's path forward. Do we want to continue the perilous trajectory we are now on? I do not, because it would be disastrous for all Americans except the political elite. For Republicans, the choice is simple. Let's face it. Donald Trump is going to win the nomination. You should be doing all you can to ensure his winning the general election. He talks about Donald Trump's excellent stewardship of the United States during his first term in office. Now is the time for unity to save the American dream for future generations. For these reasons, I endorse Donald Trump as the nominee of the Republican Party and as our next president. I endorse him not only because he has the best chance of winning the general election, but because he is the best person to take on and dismantle the administrative state that is strangling America. This will require a president, I've skipped a little, with the judgment, strength, decisiveness, and courage that Donald Trump displayed in his first term. Skipping a little more. I urge my fellow Democrats, Republicans, and Independents to put their love for America above all else. I urge the Republican National, now get this, This is incredible, what Bernie Marcus says here. And this really is going to shake up a lot of people. I urge the Republican National Committee to end the Republican debates that only benefit ad makers and political consultants. They are unproductive and embarrassing. And that is incredible. Of course, that's just a great piece of news. Now, Bernie Marcus is the point Charlie Kirk was making today. He said this is very, very good news because it means that people who have billions of dollars, like Bernie Marcus, are rallying to the flag, that we're not all alone and bereft out here. There are people with billions of dollars who understand, who love America. And Charlie Kirk, by the way, Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, mentions that Bernie Marcus has opened his wallet and been very generous with Turning Point USA. And that would be one, you know, if you look at Turning Point USA, which is, by the way, one of the most hopeful things in the world. What Charlie Kirk has created in Turning Point USA, an organization with thousands of chapters, this is my thumbnail understanding, thousands of chapters, including even on the university here in my town in North Dakota, but in 1,000 high schools, you know, probably near 1,000 colleges, somewhere on the order of, you know, we're talking in the 100,000 class of active students who are participants in Turning Point USA. This is an unbelievable achievement by Charlie Kirk. And, you know, it goes, you know, I mentioned some of my heroes, and each of them has done something, it's teamwork. Charlie Kirk has done something better than even Steve Bannon, better in some ways than Donald Trump. He's put together an organization that actually has chapters and meetings and conventions and literature and is recruiting members. Beautiful. We had to have that. Steve Bannon is, you know, in this war room, he's just an incredible champion. And, of course, Donald Trump, creator of the MAGA movement. That's an interesting question. When did Charlie Kirk start Turning Point USA? That's going to be an interesting. I'll look that up during one of our breaks. Was it before even the advent of MAGA? Let me just see if that's the case. Certainly, MAGA has made Turning Point much bigger than it would otherwise have been. And I think you could be safe to say that every single member of Turning Point USA is MAGA. Founded in 2012 by Charlie Kirk. And in 2012, 18-year-old Charlie Kirk gave a speech at Benedictine University's Youth Government Day. Impressed, retired marketing entrepreneur and Tea Party activist Bill Montgomery encouraged Kirk to postpone college and engage full-time in political activism. That's amazing. He said, hey, look, cool it. You're hot. What you're doing is desperately needed. Let's postpone your studies and get this rolling. A month later, the day after Kirk graduated from high school, Montgomery and Kirk launched Turning Point USA. We'll come right back to that. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
My name is John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it. And how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get. And you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Kind of three themes I want to talk about tonight. One of being Charlie Kirk and Bernie Marcus. And Bernie Marcus, has had several years of involvement with, from the beginning, really almost, with Turning Point USA. So we'll describe that in a bit. I want to talk about Robert Epstein, as presented by Steve Bannon in an interview today. Steve Bannon was dumbfounded because Epstein said, it's his view, Epstein's view, and Steve Bannon didn't contradict it. He didn't say, wait a minute, that can't be right. This was an eye-opener for Steve. Epstein said, Epstein is an information computer statistical genius. And what he has seen is that we're all being screwed by the people who control information. kind of what George Orwell is talking about in his dystopian 1984. And what he's saying is that what the left-wing creeps who control Google and Facebook and so much of the internet, like what percentage control should we ascribe to them? It's huge. It's way above 90%, I would say, my opinion, my thumbnail opinion. And they're slanting everything left, left, left. They're doing everything. They're exerting pressure all the time. So when you type in a search, they're skewing it. When you look up a person, they're messing with that person's reputation, their image. That's what Elon Musk is twittering. I think, is it Media Matters is guilty of this? Not guilty. I mean, there's no guilt on their part. They're shameless. They're just doing it in your face. They're giving you a middle finger salute 24 hours a day. But what Elon Musk found out was that Media Matters was linking, by controlling the way information flows, they were able to put up on advertisers. They're working to bankrupt. The left is ruthless. So they're seeking to bankrupt all of us. Destroy America. Bankrupt America. But certainly go after the conservatives. Certainly go after the right. Individually and en masse. So what they were doing on Elon Musk, once Elon Musk purchased Twitter, what they did, what Media Matters did, is that they would make sure that posts that occurred in and around, in the vicinity of advertisers, would be outrageous. So, you know, just off the chart, extreme or offensive. And then Media Matters went back and said, did all this surreptitiously, underhandedly. I don't know exactly how they did it, what the mechanism was, but Elon caught on to it. And then the Media Matters, and you can assume that all these others are doing the same thing, then went to the advertisers like Disney and AT&T and so on and said, hey, look at this. Really bad over here at Twitter. You want to pull all your ads. You can't be in here. Look at the garbage that's clinging to your ads. It's all over. It's associated with your ads. This is bad for you. And so they then, the politically correct boards of these organizations, then pulled their ads. And we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars yanked out of Elon Musk's Twitter. And they're trying to bankrupt him in the same way they're trying to bankrupt Donald Trump. And they are doing it. They haven't succeeded yet, but Donald Trump has lost billions of dollars. Elon Musk has lost billions of dollars. He's fighting back in court, but good luck, because they've infiltrated the courts. So there is no, like the left, one of their chants, you know, from years ago is no justice, no peace, no justice, no peace. Well, hey, left-wingers, guess who's getting no justice? Americans, us. You've taken over the justice system. You perverted it. And so we can say no justice, no freedom. Well, I'll come back, and then we'll get on to Geert Wilders also. Stay tuned.
Still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk. Real people, because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big Bad Donald John. Big Trump, that is. All right, let's get back to our tripartite theme here tonight. Bernie Marcus / Charlie Kirk, Robert Epstein / Steve Bannon, and Geert Wilders. Now, let me switch to Wilders for a second. I'll bounce around to these three themes. Wilders, I mentioned that his physical bravery, he is truly a champion of freedom-loving people. They've tried to kill him. He has to have 6 bodyguards. He said he wouldn't wish on his worst enemy what he has to endure in terms of never having no privacy, no moment to himself, bodyguards all the time. He's been saying the Netherlands is being invaded and that these invaders should be thrown out. We don't want them here. They're not Dutch. They're not Netherlanders. They're aliens who are wrecking our society. And he's never wavered from that. And he's been treated as an outcast, as a leper, by the politically controlled press and establishment, academia, for 20 years. But you know what? Truth has a way of sneaking up on people. And this is what's happening around the world. Same thing with Donald Trump. You know, when he came down the escalator and said, hey, Mexico's not sending their best to America. It's the rapists. And even Donald Trump couldn't have imagined when he said that in 2015 what it would have turned into in 2023. It is the rapists, but numbering now in the millions, raping our women, raping children, raping America. The Geert Wilders is not your typical white nationalist. Neither is Donald Trump or Bernie Marcus or Robert Epstein. Geert Wilders, his father is a Dutchman. His mother is Indonesian. And, you know, the Dutch at one point had a colonial administration in Indonesia. What did they call it then? The Dutch East Indies. And his mother married his dad. And they produced Geert Wilders, who's a handsome-looking son of a gun, but he's only half white. I don't know to what degree his mother is 100% Indonesian. I don't know that detail, but I know this is famous in Dutch East Indian East Indies history that there were plenty of Dutch men who married Indonesian women. And the again taking him off the white nationalist list, his wife her name is Marfai, her last name, and she is a Hungarian Jewess. So this man is the bravest champion of freedom in all of Netherlands. So that's kind of some interesting detail about Geert Wilders. Let me see. Let me read. Speaking about Turning Point USA, and that was where I saw an interview with Eva Vlaardingbroek. Maybe Vlaardingenbroek. Can't read my own handwriting. It was on the Charlie Kirk Show. Let's talk about Turning Point USA. There was a headline here that connects to right at home here in North Dakota. The Air Force Base, somebody at the Air Force Base in Minot, this is a very important Air Force Base, Minot in kind of north central Minnesota, North Dakota, issued a missive in which they said to the officers and personnel on the Air Force Base, this is America's premier nuclear base. Two legs of the American nuclear triad, the bombers, the B-52s, and probably others like B-1s, and the missiles, intercontinental ballistic missiles, are based at and around Minot. It's a tippity top of the nuclear spear of America. They issued this statement to military personnel not to attend or be in the vicinity of or associated in any way with a Turning Point USA event about to take place in Minot. Whoa. And in their letter, this letter from somebody at Minot, some officer, said your military career could be terminated if you are associated with Turning Point USA. Ooh. Wow. Well, now I've spoken in the past that I think the two senators and the lone congressman from North Dakota are very disappointing, kind of rhino-esque. One of them, Kevin Cramer, who used to be my congressman. I met him, the Potato Day Parade here. But he did something good. He wrote a letter in response to this military wokeness, and here's what he wrote. Here's the letter. First of all, and he starts off with a bang. First of all, if somebody disguised as a, quote, leader, unquote, at Minot Air Force Base actually put out this hyper-partisan left-wing political message, they need to rescind it immediately. Now, I love that. That's very Trumpian. Disguised as a, quote, leader, unquote. Beautiful. They need to apologize for it profusely. And then they need to encourage the airmen at Minot Air Force Base who are inclined to attend a conservative, traditional American values rally to do exactly that and bring a friend. Here's the best part. Then that leader, the so-called leader, needs to be removed from their position. Okay. That's not rhino talk. That's patriot talk. Thank you, U.S. Senator Cramer of North Dakota. And then he has some more in here. Unfortunately, these left-wing political messages are way too common in our military these days, and that needs to be stopped. We need to get our military focused on what they're supposed to be doing, and that is their own mission. They all have a collective mission and individual missions. At Minot, they just happen to carry the heavy burden, responsibility, and great honor of having two of the three legs of the nuclear triad. In other words, they are as responsible, if not more responsible, than anybody in the world for deterring our enemies. We need them to get focused on that and get off the DEI diversity. I know I is inclusion, diversity. What is E? Who knows? DEI woke nonsense that's infiltrated our military and now infiltrated North Dakota. That's great. So that's a piece of good news. That's very important. If these left-wing pukes who have infiltrated everywhere, I mean, that was some high officer at Minot who put that out. And U.S. Senator Cramer is saying, fire him. Demote him. Remove him from his position, that this shall not occur again. If a patriot at Minot Air Force Base wants to attend a Turning Point, which is as American as apple pie and motherhood. So this is a great blow against the effort to smack us patriots down. And Turning Point, it's very important in the case of Turning Point. We're some small little group, you know. Not as significant, but this is Turning Point. This is huge. This is a turning point. And that a U.S. senator immediately, full-throated rebuke, thank you. And that will stand. That's it. The senator from North Dakota. All right, let's go. I haven't covered Robert Epstein well enough. Oh, here's the key. This is what I'm going to give you. This is worth the price of admission to tonight's program. You're getting your money's worth right here. Go to, it just opened. When I tried to look at it this morning, It wasn't yet fully, in the computer world, I think, populated. You populate a website. And it was not yet fully populated, and so it didn't open on my computer. I got a 504 error message. And now, though, when you go there, here's the website, americasdigitalshield.com. You want to write this down. You want to be cognizant of this. America's, and there's no, you know, of course, there are no apostrophes in URLs. It's all just letters. americasdigitalshield.com. Set up by Robert Epstein, he told Steve Bannon it's a $3 million investment opening this website. He's got 12,000 people involved. And what they're doing is they are 24 hours a day, they are monitoring the entire internet. They are monitoring, this is where the $3 million comes in. They are tracking everything the Google oligarchs are doing insofar as manipulating data, slanting data. So they're recording it, and here's the strategy of Robert Epstein. Their strategy on the left was they're going to get away with this because nobody's watching, and importantly, nobody's recording. Nobody's keeping track of us. Robert Epstein, who's not even a right winger, said this is not American. This is not what I believe in. I believe in freedom. I believe in free speech. This is not free speech. As a liberal person, I want to live in a country with free speech, and I want to win my debates in freedom, not in tyranny, not in information control, not in Big Brother. So Robert Epstein has a conscience, and he's brilliant. He's the right man for the job. So he has said, I'm going to defend our freedom for all of us. I don't want anybody slanting the information we receive. I don't want anybody keeping track of each of us and then tailoring the message to slant it for each of us. And they have the power to do this. So here's the website, americasdigitalshield.com. Shining a light on big tech's dark secrets, revealing real-time ephemeral manipulation. So now you might say, you know, people in this audience, you know, you're pretty hard to manipulate, but you're not, unfortunately, there aren't very many of you. Most people are rather easy to manipulate. So when they type in something on a search engine, or, you know, they're surfing the internet, somebody who's a devious left-wing SOB can manipulate the hell out of them. So if what they want them to focus on today is, some gory story that, that they can steer them right into, will demoralize them, or, you know, just take, they've found 101 ways to manipulate us. They are incredibly evil, vile. And, you know, I'll tell you what, there are people like Steve Bannon has thought about this, Charlie Kirk, and they've said, this is so bad. Like Steve Bannon says it this way. He says, Joe Biden's boss, Barack Hussein Obama, is actually in charge. He says, but he's not in charge. It's Barack Hussein Obama's boss. And then Bannon says, Satan. He said, this is so bad that, I'm not a televangelist. I'm not going to, go preacher on you. He said, but how do you explain what's going on? How do you explain how evil, how vile, how comprehensive this is, how it's ever present? It's all over the world. It's coming out of the pores of the planet. Who's got the power to do that? And he says, this looks as if the guy in charge of what we're experiencing right now is Satan. Not Obama, not Biden, not Chuck Schumer, not, the Bilderbergers. It's bigger than all those SOBs. And, so people of a religious bent and people of no religious bent at all are saying just that.
Men started crying. Manners were praying and hearts beat fast.
Hearts beat fast. We'll be back right after this break.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Andy and Barney Fife, now a tired stern and a brothel life. Too much crap drive the world insane. Everybody singing the jailhouse blues. Don't believe a word of the evening news.
Don't believe a word of the evening news. And that's Robert Epstein's theme. So I'm looking right now at AmericasDigitalShield.com, and let me read you some of his methodology and what he's doing here. It's boy, is this beautiful. You know, when we needed it, he says, our mission, protecting democracy and digital safety. Since late 2022, the Digital Shield Project has allowed us to capture, archive, and analyze ephemeral content 24 hours a day through the computers of a politically balanced group of tens of thousands of registered voters in all 50 U.S. states. Our mission, safeguarding democratic integrity and ensuring unbiased web access. We are equally committed to protecting children from harmful content through robust data collection, addressing ethical concerns to create secure digital environments. So here's what they've got. They've got tens of thousands of participants, and they have a chart here of their participation. 29% of the participants are describe themselves as liberal, 26% conservative, 23% moderate, and 22% other. And America's Digital Shield has access to all of their computers in a aggregated or a non-identifying way. But they have access to the ephemeral content. So when you log on to Google, you're getting an ephemeral content. It's here and then it's gone. It's here and then it's gone. And they counted on the fact that you're not going to notice. It's not being logged. It's not being tracked. So the push, the constant left-wing push, is you're going to say, gosh, you might get an impression, but it isn't recorded. So they felt they could skate on this. So here's what he says. As a nonpartisan nonprofit, we engage in meticulous research on internet content and its impact on behavior. Gathering data from field agents in all 50 states to recreate authentic online experiences. This approach enables us to detect online threats and contribute to the protection of democracy. And what they're calling a threat here is huge bias. Unlike conventional tracking apps and browsers, we prioritize blah, 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 blah. I won't read all that. Okay, now, he says, this is huge, and this is where Steve Bannon was flabbergasted. He said, these people, especially at Google, which he said is the biggest 800-pound gorilla in the room, he said, they switched the vote in 2020. They effectively switched the vote by 12 million changed votes. I wish I could flesh this out for you. We'll resume it tomorrow night and pick up on these themes and new ones that we'll come up with tomorrow night here at the Trump Clubhouse. Thanks for joining us. Good night.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.